Last night, WMNF reported on a new project in Lakeland where a private company called Regenesis Power will be allowing residents to soon sign up to get solar water heating systems. John Chaney Sr. is vice president of Regenesis. He says he's hopeful that energy legislation approved in the summer by the House of Representatives, referred to by some analysts as cap and trade, will pass the Senate later this year.
Absolutely for it. I speak from a couple of groups. I'm a member of the Kutu group, which is some environmental entrepreneurs. That's actually what it stands for, and we actually participate together and make ourselves available to media, such as talking today. But we do it not only because it's good business, because it's really good policy. We think that the bill will pass. One of the framework for part of the battle and the discussion that's going on is really who participates in the huge growth in sustainable energy. And right now, as you probably read in the papers, there's a big debate going on between coal producing states and gas producing states, and both can contribute to versions of the future, and that means capping carbon, constraining costs. And it's our feeling, and this is the math of it here, for example, with the solar hot water, that there are many programs you can invest in now, and because to large part the solar energy is free once you've paid for the equipment, same thing with wind, there are many, many programs where alternative energy is actually very cheap. You invest in it properly, you actually end up saving money. So we think the same thing will happen with coal. The more that you look at sequestering carbon, some real investment goes into it, or reuse natural gas, either for automobiles, which will take a huge investment, but for other purposes as well, this will be a great substitute. So we look at it from a business point of view and think this is just very, very sustainable. You can act locally, invest locally. It's local jobs, and it creates a huge amount of local jobs. So,
yeah, John, will we see that in the Lakeland project?
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is a local program. No, jobs aren't shipped overseas. We buy right now 100% American equipment. It's more expensive. We just feel patriotic. It's actually cheaper to buy it here and work with it locally than it is to get it in China right now, which is just a luck of the draw there. And just by investing and growing it, it makes more jobs locally and makes more factories locally. So